on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have back with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. How are you guys doing?
I heard you had a guest last week.
I did. Yeah. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. It was a last-ditch effort to have a show. You did really very well. I was surprised you got such a big name.
Yeah. Next time I'll have to see if I can get Pincus or something.
Wow. Yeah, that would be the story. We would both be here. If we could score that one, that's like what we really need at this point.
Yep, true.
The sit down with Pincus.
But yeah, I felt bad. We were closing in on the end of the week and it was getting everybody together again was tough. And I'm like, I can't do it. I just can't not have another show. So I got something together.
I know, I've said it over and over again, but it's so hard at this point in the school year people are graduating and you've got so much stuff going on.
Well, and wait till vacations start coming into play and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff too. It's going to be busy.
Because I'm trying to figure out a vacation.
Yeah.
Going
I'm trying to figure out how the heck we've done this show two times a week, and now we can't.
I know, because it seemed it was easy to do it twice a week.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it got hard.
That's what she said.
And now here we are once a week, and now it's getting hard to do that.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe it's the slippery slope thing. You know, you do it, and then you're just like, I really have to do it this week again.
Well, I think because it's repetitive.
Yeah.
It's not just us. It's the game is so repetitive. When there's something new, it's still something old.
Yeah.
Right. True. I changed the format of my blog. I was so tired of just copying and pasting old posts and nobody was really reading them. And I was just like, why am I doing this? Especially the marketplace stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, Zynga doesn't promote my site, so why should I promote their crap in the marketplace? Mm-hmm. So I kind of eliminated that stuff. And then everyone thought I said I was quitting. I'm not doing that. I'm just cutting back.
Mm-hmm. Pacing yourself.
Trying to get more engaging topics. It seems people are more interested in drama and...
Yeah, well, that seems to be what drove the game in the first place. So
yeah,
so drama fuels the fighting, and
I'm trying to replace the marketplace stuff with maybe some community drama, but it's kind of hard to do because if you call someone out for something, then you get all these people mad at you. I'm not trying to get anyone.
What have I been missing?
Hate me already? What about what?
What have I been missing? What kind of drama is going on?
Oh, we talked about it on the show. Remember the All Lizzie girl that was like reporting everybody?
Right.
Well, her account was banned and now two new people kind of took over from where she left off. And so I wrote about them. And then, one guy, Sven, and I think we gave him a shout out on the show before, he lost his account over trying to talk to All Lizzie because he mentioned the word kill, meaning, an ice.
Yeah, in the game kill, not
right,
personal.
But Facebook sees that and, oh no, he
freaks
threatened
out,
to kill her.
Yeah.
And his account got banned. So, I made a post about that. And, people say I'm only getting one side of the story, but I think the Boyd family did a really good job of documenting this stuff.
Right.
And they opened the room for people on the other side to join. Everyone just wants peace. Mm-hmm. They want the reporting to stop. I don't really care so much if people link toss or, use the hit list. All that stuff's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of missed that part of my game.
Yeah, I don't think I would have written a post if it was just that. Like, okay, so someone tossed links before too, and I got my ass kicked, and I don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But
well, only because you said it out loud. It's something done discreetly.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I just felt the people actually losing their accounts was crossing a line. I've had a whole family on my ass over something, and I never once did I think, oh, I'm going to report them to Facebook and get them shut down.
It never crosses my mind either.
Keep our players.
I'm more likely to just block someone. Well, I stopped playing because everyone and like that wrote hate comments kept saying, please heal, please heal. And I'm like, oh, it upsets them that I don't heal. Okay. And I found myself like with so much more time. And I was like, I kind of like this. Like, I can do my family progression in about two levels, takes maybe 10 minutes.
Right.
And so I just stopped playing. And this family stopped hitting me in my family. And I haven't reverted back to playing yet because I really like it.
Wow. So you're not playing at all right now?
Mm-mm. I'm just doing family progression and whatever events we have. Mm-hmm. And I just have so much more time.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't even know it if someone was.
That's what I'm thinking.
It is. I wouldn't even know it if someone was hitting me over and over again. I don't even think I would notice. So have fun.
Yeah. A lot of people don't. It's funny because our family was getting hit and we were talking about it for a few days. And then someone made a post on our wall. Is anyone else getting hit? And we're like, where have you been? He's like, I didn't notice.
I've gotten so bad, I hardly check the wall.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh. A lot of people are like that. Our family room is not nearly as active as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think a lot of people have maybe adopted the style of play I'm discovering.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm liking it. Like, I'm not worried if my script is still running. I'm just like, there's just something liberating and freeing about it. And it does concern me because the addiction was the game, but now it seems the addiction is other things.
Mm-hmm. Right. And for me, the addiction was the other things, and now it's just the habit of playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's really changed. The social aspect of it for me is gone, really. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, this and that, but I don't know. It all really changed a lot when I left MIG.
It's not what it used to be.
And when Chester left, I mean, things like that started to happen. People that I had been close with in the game, you know, stop playing and start telling me that I'll be happier if I quit.
They all seem happy when they make comments.
They do. Chester made fun of me the other day. I got him tickets to a show for him and his wife. And he called and I go, well, call after the show. I'll still be up. And he goes, I know you will be playing that stupid game. And I'm like, but the funny thing is I was asleep when he called. I'm getting old or something.
Well, we're all getting older, but I think the player base of the game is generally older. I mean, there's a lot of younger people too, but it seems like there's a lot of 30, 40, 50, 60 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give a shout out to Monica. We always call her the ass granny. And we were trying to think of ways to get this family to stop attacking us. And I was like, what if we posted a sweet picture of Monica asking them to stop because Ass Granny couldn't play anymore. And so I made a little Photoshop one. I never posted it anywhere, though.
Aw.
But she said she would be down with that. But, you know, people that don't play, you know, or didn't play using scripts for a long time, they're not as strong. Their level's not as high. They may not have as much health. And if a group of people are sitting on them, it is harder for them to do things. And I know Monica struggles to get the family progression every day with the ices.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what
she's getting
better.
What is
the average, do you think, on people with health? What do you think?
I have no idea. I think a lot of people that discovered the arena stopped building health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and they kind of hinted that there would be another type of arena. So I don't think it's a wise choice to say, oh, I'm never going to need health again.
Yeah.
But for now, if you're using all your stamina in the arena, your health shouldn't matter.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Very true. But
I don't know what an average would be. But I'm sure the fighters that like to war with each other, I'm sure they still grow in the health and attack and defense.
I still do, just because it's my habit. But
it's what you're used to, too.
I do put more lately a little bit into energy because so many of the things, like these operations, you know, I can't get through. I can't help someone finish an operation unless I, you know.
Yeah.
Like some of them that are like 1,000 or, you know, more.
Well, they kind of screwed the players on this, and that was going to be something I was going to talk to you guys about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, you could help as many
operations as you wanted to, like however many you had time for. And we even said on the show, like, people really love this feature. It's an event we're happy to see. And Zynga imposed a helping limit. So now you can only help 20 people per day, which is bad enough, but the timer is so buggy that people are finding they'll help in one and then get the pop-up they can't help anymore for X hours. And the timers, we couldn't figure out when it's supposed to reset.
What difference does it make where you put your energy and stamina?
I know. Well, and I was thinking, I think they did it for the loot because, you know, if you did them all day long, you could max out on the loot.
So what?
But the thing is, the people using automated scanners can go through their news feeds and max out on it too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't see the reason behind that. And it took a feature that people were actively engaged in and just kind of blew it up. And now there's, you know, not enough helpers out there. And people that have the easy operations are really screwed because no one wants to help them because it will count as one of their 20.
Right. I still need one more. So.
Well, yeah.
I've got 3 days.
Now it might be easier because the operations are kind of, you know, as people finish them, they dry up.
Mm-hmm.
So it may even be hard to get to help in 20 towards the end of the event. But in the beginning is when people would jump on them.
Right. Yeah, I really didn't. I did my own mostly.
Did you do a lot of helping in operations, Pete?
Yeah, I try to. I don't mind the operations. Yeah, like, you know, I've always.
I like them too.
Yeah.
Just that, like, yeah, I said, sometimes I can't help because I don't have that much energy or whatever, you know, the right. position is open. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I could, but it'll take a day.
A benefit for a lot of people was the ratios were so good that they could keep leveling.
Right.
So, and I should mention, I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but it was, but Aaron Creighton, he made a comment in the script mod room asking, like, how do you get help on your operations? And then he said, it seems like you have to practically blow someone to get help. It made me laugh because it's true. I see all these, nobody can help their friends because they hit the limit.
Because there's new rules.
Yeah.
Always.
And I just don't see a need for that.
Ain't no rules in Mafia.
You know, and if people, I don't think people are going to buy helpers. The loot's not that good, so I don't think Zynga's gaining more money.
What's it cost?
This. It depends what level they're on, but if they're easy helpers, it's 6 reward points, 7 for medium, 8 for hard.
Right.
But something just tells me it was the loot that they were trying to stop people from maxing on, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if people were willing to devote that much time, even using a script, if you're going to help in enough operations to max on that loot, you're really putting some time and effort into it. Mm-hmm. And you're actively playing their game. And I don't see why they want to put a stop to that. You know, maybe they want people to buy more health refills, but they will if they're helping. I know that's the only time I buy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that feeling when you click the button and it says failure and they say buy a health or a stamina refill. And you're like, oh, yeah, I better so I don't get booted or I don't piss off everyone else in the operation. So
I
think in the long run, for whatever reason they did it for is kind of going to backfire on them. And I'm sure if they could compare,
mm-hmm.
they might find that they lost revenue out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a guess. I don't know. Because if you really want to level up that bad, it's easy to use a Kami account.
Kami.
Yeah, we can't get her to say it right. Drink.
No, they call them Kamis.
It's a kamikaze, right? So it's a Kami.
It's a Kami. Right?
Oh, it's a Kami?
Yeah, like a kamikaze.
Oh, well, I don't know.
A Kami's like a camisole when you put on lingerie.
Well, I've been calling them Kamis in my mind.
I know, and we think it's cute.
And that's another thing that caused a big uproar.
Kamikaze!
How long has the kamikaze thing been in existence? Years.
Oh my gosh, since the wars.
It goes back to World War II.
Yeah, when they
attacked on Pearl Harbor.
Mafia wars?
Yeah.
Well, since the beginning.
Right, people would use them to get
bought. I thought it stopped once Chester left.
so I just, I kept getting all these questions. What's a cami? I hear people talking about it. So I just made a post of what it is. And oh my God, people just went nuts on me. Like, oh, Zynga's going to fix them now so they can't work. It'll be all your fault. Well, I think Zynga knows that that's what people are doing. It's not rocket science to figure out. You know, it's the premise behind all the big ice numbers before the arena got here. And with the arena, made it more popular, I think, because if you could keep leveling, you could keep doing arenas. And it's so a very common practice.
Yep.
I don't condemn or condone it. I've used one before. I'm not going to lie about that. But people just like freaked out. And there's some kind of misconception that if I write about something, Zynga's going to do something about it.
Yeah.
Right. And I wish people didn't think that way because it's not true.
Yeah, because we've been trying a long time.
Right. If it was true, we'd have a much better game.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that everyone's talking about camis, now we got the black market script people making special cami strips.
It's kind of like a suicide bomber.
That's right.
I mean,
well, that's the point, because your other account is going to lose to you, so you get the passive experience, money, whatever else it can give.
You know, it's been at least a year and a half, 2 years since I had another account. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of gave up on their accounts, but a lot of people have been trying to convert them to commies or whatever you all call them.
We know what you mean now.
The key is stamina and health, but you want enough energy so you can keep it leveling, and you just have to build an account that way.
Right.
You know, in the arena, as much as some people hate it, it was kind of a little gift to people that like to do that kind of thing.
Well, and for me, because I was not able to spend as much time as I used to on the game, I can burn through it. And, you know, sometimes it's the problem like, oh God, I leveled up again. I got 5 more minutes. Okay, go. Like, how much can I get through here? But I have been getting to the point where I'm leveling so fast that, you know, I have to pace myself.
Leveling rocks.
Yes. So what else has been up in the game?
We got an interesting event, and Pete personifies why I may have made a costly mistake.
Is this the face-off?
Yes.
The face-off.
Okay, I was going to ask you about it.
Well, the premise of this is there's 2 loot items. Vote for the one you like. If yours wins, you get the loot item.
You only vote once.
Only once. You can even buy them and they don't count as votes.
Yeah.
So when Zynga announced this was coming soon, like 10 days before it was released, I thought it would be a good idea to do a poll and kind of see which one's more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the poll results, the Giselle was the big leader. And it may be because the poll was taken too soon. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Poll and Giselle? Is that like stripper names and whatnot?
Yeah.
It's a gazelle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Did I say the gazelle wrong too?
Yeah.
I keep thinking of Giselle, the Victoria's.
Yeah, the stripper.
Yeah, it sounds slow.
She's not a stripper, she's a model.
You said pole and then gazelle or Giselle.
Jezebel.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Something.
It's just got that ring to it.
So I posted the results of the poll and I said, you know, okay, I'm going to vote for the gazelle. More people are in need of defense if you look at the equipment scores than they are attack. You know, and I put my reasons and all that. So then you look through the news feeds and there's just about the same number of sheep as there are gazelles. And I have a feeling that the sheep will win.
Well, I've been voting for the sheep, so.
Oh, you bet.
No, I didn't read anything.
Well,
I didn't
then
know.
Pete, I said.
I just wanted more attack. I'm a killer like that, you know?
Yeah, well, and I think that's the problem. I think instead of trying to rationalize it or going with what you want, I think we have to think more people are going to go towards attack.
Okay. And I hadn't thought about it the way you said it, because yes, I do need
When it was a mistake for me thinking in that way. Because then you have someone like Pete, and I wrote in the Spotcom room, I was like, can Spotcom please like tell people on their fan page to vote for the gazelle? And Pete's like, why would we do that? I voted for the sheep.
Like, what? I want to be the only one.
Well, my logic was I didn't even think that much about it. I said, it's the first item in the list. What are people more inclined to do? Click the first item.
It was kind of like the whole whatever we did for New Year's on that party pack thing.
Yeah.
Everybody just click the first thing.
Yeah, but then when we
we got organized,
vote for you, they all voted for you. The problem with this event is they only let you vote once.
Right.
Well, then why is the vote button popped up 3 days in a row?
Well, here's how it works. They want spam clips. So they want you to tell everyone who you voted for, and you can tell everyone who you voted for every 8 hours.
But my only one vote counted.
But only one vote counts. You could buy 10 of them, but you're only getting one vote. Mm-hmm. Now, if you click on these spam feeds in the feeds, you get a power card. So for up to 15 per day. Worth clicking on them if you're into power cards. And then that comes to the booby prize. If you voted for the wrong one, then you get 15 power cards instead of a loot item.
Well, June here just voted for the gazelle. So the first one I saw.
It's going to be close. We ran the stream scanner. Somebody had commented on my page, and I had done the same thing earlier. And he told me what he got. And then I was like, well, maybe everyone should run their stream scanner. And kind of, because you can filter out the gazelles and the sheeps. I know, I keep saying it wrong.
But, it's funny, I love it.
It's always really close, so it's up in the air, but I have a feeling for like what Pete said and what you're saying about attack, I have a feeling the sheep will win.
Pete has voted for a favorite.
Yeah.
The next feed I see.
I know, as soon as I saw what he said in the room, I said, oh, we're screwed. Gazelle is
for the power card there, Pete.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So basically, there's going to be four more. So maybe we can learn. I think the best strategy is going to be to wait and see what all the people like Pete do, and then do what they do. Because we're not trying to
be like Pete. Vote for the sheep.
Everybody want to be like Pete. Do we have a dance for that yet?
I think so.
That could be like next YouTube Gangnam Style.
Yeah. Well, you can send me a video of people dancing when your sheep wins.
Sheep dance, that's wrong.
Oh, but man. If the gazelle
wins,
then we'll know that the polls are accurate. I don't think they were accurate with the president.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were close.
For me, it was, you know, it's a 50-50. You split it. I voted for the first one before I even really read what the stupid rules were.
I did too.
So then by that point, even if I wanted to change my mind, I couldn't. So.
Oh, and you know you voted before even thinking or reading about it.
Well, so I said, I looked and I said, I can always use attack. And so I clicked that one. And then I figured what would happen, like most of the events, you then have an opportunity to decide, you know, how many times you want to vote for whichever one. And then you would get that many items.
And that's what I thought.
No.
Well, I know
the pumped up
now.
Thing, I thought. You know.
Yeah.
I think it's funny too. I mean, maybe they'll show us how many voted, but I highly doubt it because they know we'll pounce.
Yeah.
And say, well, this means there's only X number of daily players.
What it sort of reminded me of was the Harold and Kumar thing.
Oh, yeah. It does seem a lot like that, but it's totally different.
Well, exactly. It's exactly
always.
Like that, but totally different. Yeah.
Yes.
But that's what was in my head when I first saw it. I was thinking of like the Harold and Kumar thing and thought, okay, well, I'll vote for this one this time. And then when the 8 hours pass, I'll vote for the next one. Mm-hmm. And at least I'll get one of each item, you know, but.
Oh, well, maybe that's where we went wrong.
But we can't, so.
Yeah. So for the next one, I think everyone should wait. But if everyone waits, how will we really know?
And that starts before the show airs. So we'll be on the second one.
Yeah. And I don't know what order they're going to be in, but the two animals, I'm not even going to try to say them. They were the two added to the inventory. So if you follow the pattern of how they were added, then the henchman should be next. And this one will be interesting, too, because the enraged gamer is the defense item. And I think it's a much more cool looking item because of the name and all that.
But it's
and it's
murdered.
Some pissed off gamer. It's Pete.
Yeah.
Pete well, finally made it. That I hope Ike doesn't get mad at me, but the other item, the castaway, when you look at the small image from afar, it kind of looks like Ike. But if you look up close, it's a dingy guy. Oh. But his hair is like Ike's. And I was going to make a post about it because I thought it was funny. But then when I blew up the big image, I was like, oh, no, this guy is ugly and Ike might be offended.
Mm-hmm.
That was thoughtful of you.
I still might do it. I'll have to show him and say, can I say this guy looks like you? But only the small.
I think you already have.
Yeah, you just did.
Well, the small image from far away.
There. Clarification for the masses.
Yeah, the little bitty one.
The disclaimer at the bottom of the thing that's red and really fine print. Yeah.
And a younger version.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. We had a busy week with Spock as far as not so much in-game stuff, but not in-game, like new things and new features and stuff, but as much more about maintenance on the back end. We spent a good part of the week getting the Spock on service cleaned up. We had, you know, we've talked about it, like gazillion bazillion Giselle's somethings out there of Giselle. Data. Yeah. It's like a Giselle of data. Yeah. Anyway, no, just kidding. Anyway, we had like lots of records. I mean, the Spock on service, since it's been in an inception, I mean, we have like 24 million records plus in there. And it was time to start cleaning it up because a lot of those links technically go dead after a while. They're not useful anymore, especially with like properties that are no longer valid. So we started doing the great purge of 2013 and cleaning out a lot of old dead records.
Some spring cleaning.
Yeah. And so, you know, I posted a post on the Mafia Wars Loot Lady page about the process we went through. And, you know, in case it helps some other techie person out there going through similar things with databases growing beyond capacity and that kind of stuff. And, you know, well, some of the life lessons learned. And
confusion. That's what I feel.
And it seems like no matter how well you plan, something goes wrong. And,
it's true. You know, I mean, and that goes with almost anything.
Yep. Murphy seems to show up no matter where you're at. But
yep.
We had a really pretty sound strategy, went through the process, did multiple test runs. And then when we went to do it real life, we skipped a step or missed a step. And then, you know, we lost some records. And so we've been playing some catch up, getting the records back. And they're really old records. So it's not the end of the world, but they're still out there that we need to replace them. So we're back to using backup servers and getting that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's been kind of a wild ride getting that done. So then we had a strategy for how we were going to get those records back and then did something else. And it's just like, that didn't work out exactly according to plan either. So it's just like the best laid plans of mice and men. So anyway, what else we got? I'm trying to think. We did make some changes to a lot of our scripts that had the Spock on service in it, like the Kiss My Bot and stuff like that. We also added the ability to use tiny URLs so that it was something that was available while the Spock service was down for maintenance. So people could still generate links. They just wouldn't generate Spock links. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other thing? Some toolbar changes to handle like offline caching of the Spocklets and things like that were done too, so that while we were under maintenance, it wasn't going to disrupt everybody from being able to get to their current list of Spocklets and that kind of thing. Where in the past, that when we shut certain things down, it kind of caused some grief because everybody panicked and couldn't remember how to install a Spocklet manually and that kind of thing. So
it's funny when you have to do it the old way. You're like, huh?
Where am I going? Is there a page?
And then because of your fake unframe page, like you get confused. You're like, am I on the fake unframe or the real unframe?
Well, and then for us too, you know, we have the spockon.me/s and excuse me, and then SU for secure unframe. And, you know, well, of course, when the Spock service is down, those two URLs can't be rendered and made available. So, you know, that was interesting too. You know, so it's been like I said, a kind of a roller coaster, just trying to make sure everything, as much as we can keep up and running and as minimum amount of downtime we can possibly have to the benefit of everybody out there to that uses the stuff that we do.
I don't know how you guys find the time.
Good job.
Yeah.
I was sleeping during it, but
yeah.
I didn't see many negative. The only really bad thing that happened was some of the old Spock on links didn't work.
Yeah.
But like the one today didn't work that was posted somewhere for the email bonus.
Yeah. And some of those we got back here this morning, and some of them we have yet to get back here within the next night or so. So by the time the show airs, we should be back to normal again. But yeah, we had a couple of hiccups along the way, but we'll get that squared away. I was trying to think. We were talking about, I'll give you guys kind of a little teaser on something that we've been thinking with a little bit. And this has been in development since at least 1952. I know. No, I'm just no. But I time traveled to the future to get the technology. Then I brought it back with me.
Now it all makes sense.
Talking about the skills we have over at Spockholm, we time travel now too. No,
sweet.
Wow. You built a transporter.
Can you put that in my toolbar?
Oh, by the way, I actually, and this totally aside, I actually enjoyed the new Star Trek movie. So for those that are thinking about going to see a movie and stuff like that, I really enjoyed it. So
really? Yep. It looks lame.
It does look lame.
If you like,
but I'm not a Trekkie.
If you like Star Trek, then
I did like Star Trek.
Yeah. It was a good one. If you saw the first one in the new kind of reboot of Star Trek, that was a good one too. And it's different. I mean, obviously, you know, lots of people think of the Captain Kirk and William Shatner and stuff like that. And Spock is Leonard Nimoy. But the guys that the younger kids that are doing it now are doing.
Oh, don't forget George Takei.
Yeah, that's true. They're all doing a very good job. I thought it was a very good show. Anyway, okay, back to my teaser of what's coming.
Squirrel.
I know. Sorry, I had one of those moments. So we've been thinking for a long time of how do we give some feedback on how our scripts are being used and in what volume. And, you know, we've got statistics we run on the analytics of when scripts are loaded. You know, we know that kind of information and stuff like that. But what we started thinking about was, well, what if we started creating like ClickMonkey saved campaign? And so we had this idea that said, okay, each time a script saves a click, we're going to start capturing that information. And then we're going to start displaying within the toolbar an option on the number of click saves, sort of like McDonald's with the number of, 10,000 burgers.
You'll get to a billion served daily.
I know, but think about how cool that would be to kind of know how fast. And so we're working on something that we're going to put in place, I think, that'll be in addition to the toolbar, and then a report page that will give more specifics on number of click save, using Assassinator or Repeat Job or whatever.
Oh, so I like that.
You know, it gives a little bit more detail and just something, we like the data. We like to know kind of what's going on, but it really got us to thinking of, how do we get people involved with, hey, and we joke around about saving the click monkeys, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to show how many of those click monkeys have been saved,
exactly.
From this point on, as we start tracking,
No, I remember that, like, as a kid with the McDonald's, the number would keep going up.
Yeah, until they got up into the billions, and then they just said over a billion served.
But, yeah.
but would be really funny to see what would that number finally grow up, grow to.
Yeah, don't grow up.
So, and then it got me to really thinking.
And one of
the things that I've tossed around, and I'm not sure how we're going to implement it, if we will implement it, but something else that's on the horizon is the concept of earned badges for doing things at Spockholm. So like the first time you post a good, bug report, maybe you get a Spockholm badge, for that. And, the next time maybe you're doing... you've used Assassinator, 100 times, and you get a badge for achievement for that.
Yay, I get achievements.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think the Mafia Wars Wiki, or however you say it, had like that.
Yeah.
Like if you edited a post this many times, you got a badge.
Exactly.
Does that still run?
Mm-hmm. It still runs, but and shout out to Brad Roberts. He goes by I can never say it right. Kuma Karma, or do you know who I'm talking about, Pete?
Yeah, he's a friend.
Yeah. You know, when I wrote my post kind of about wanting to cut back, he made a nice comment that he's struggling with the same thing too. It doesn't seem that many people are updating the wiki like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and if you look through it, almost all the updates are from him, and he feels that responsibility, and really this should all be fun. And I kind of get how he feels. He probably has more of a magnitude of that than I do.
Right.
No, but that, I think, you know, yeah.
Well, things are expected of the
There's a higher expectation of a wiki versus a blog, unfortunately.
You know?
I mean, you know, people are going to hold you to making sure you're telling the right information, but it's your opinion. It's that kind of stuff. And, you know, you have a wiki and you're looking at that black and whiteness. You know, it's either black or it's white. It's right or it's wrong.
So, well, it's like a reference, like an encyclopedia.
I know. That's what I mean, though. That's what I'm saying. You can't be wishy-washy about a statement about something unless it's factual.
Right. And I can't say, I don't want to write about marketplace anymore.
Yeah.
He can't really do that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know, maybe if anyone's out there and has the desire to become a wiki editor.
Yeah.
I think I've been working for you long enough.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, that's just a couple of things we've been toying with, the idea of maybe just something a little bit different and maybe another way to build up the social part of the game. You know, if
that might be
Zynga
fun.
Won't do it, maybe we can figure out a way to do it through scripts. So,
well, that's what's going to kill the game if they don't reclaim the social the social aspect. And yeah. I don't know why, but all day today, people have been liking on the tip anniversary page. It keeps showing up in my feed. Like one person after, you know how one person likes on something. And I just noticed all day long people have liked on that. And someone commented they really wish that we would do more of that. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe sometime when we all have some time this summer, we can plan something fun to bring some people together.
Yeah.
Like we used to, but, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, because it seems you can't really gift stuff as prizes, that it seems like game cards, because you can give them to anybody. Like if a large trustworthy group made like a raffle where people would like donate $1 and you take all that money and then buy gift cards with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I could see that turning into like the haters would be like, oh, you gave it to a mini and you kept the money.
Yeah, there would always be someone to say.
Yeah.
But for the people that would be willing to donate, know enough about us that know that we're not going to cheat somebody. That's just not, it's not, I mean, it's not in our nature. That's not, you know, yeah. I mean,
I think something like that would be fun because it just seems when reward points are involved, like something really useful, you get a lot more people involved.
Mm-hmm. We could make more Spockholm posters.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Those were
maybe
fun.
Some hats. I didn't get
one.
And we did have a couple of hats, and of the Spockholm hats when I did the one in Colorado that time.
Oh my gosh, people went nuts for him. Pete was doing autographs.
My wife
it was
like,
really
what
odd because I signed
here?
A Spockholm hat, and I'm thinking, why? Okay, I'll sign. It was fun. I do miss those things that we were doing.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, that would be nice to try to resurrect. We just need to figure that out. And
I've got people contacting me all the time, you know, that want to do it. My life has been busy. Things will slow down a little this summer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm refocusing, trying to find work that pays.
I might make a trip to
Zynga for free.
Colorado again. It's only 8 hours away.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
It's not that far from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely need a trip to Vegas.
We now have direct flights from Wichita to Vegas, so.
Oh.
Although I'm not a gambler, so it doesn't really affect me, but.
Well, it saves you money. You can people watch. It's a great people watch.
Or if you like to go to shows, there's a lot of culture here.
I mean, yeah, the Blue Man and Cirque du Soleil.
I'm kind of joking.
Everything else. So many rock bands are doing residencies there now. And
they're all geared to get you to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk through a casino to see them.
Yep.
It's really, yeah, it's funny.
But I've seen a lot of the Cirque du Soleil shows out here, and there's some really good ones.
There really are. If you've never seen a Cirque du Soleil show, it's really phenomenal.
Hmm.
It really is. I loved Blue Man.
as well. I mean, so I'm pretty versatile because they're
that was a good show too.
It really is. They're fun, and you can't help but laugh. And
that's right.
That was not my dad's.
Rock out with your head.
Oh yeah.
My dad said that was on his bucket list, so we took him.
Yeah, it's a good show.
We had people walk out in the one we went to. Older people came, and I don't think they knew what they were getting into. And we saw them actually pick up and walk out in the middle of the show.
Oh, gosh.
Probably because of the noise level.
It is loud.
It's extremely loud. But I had a blast.
I did. I really did.
It's tribal rock. What do you expect?
Yeah, I thought the music was cool.
Yep.
It might, the one I saw was How to Be a Rock Star 2.0 or something like that, I think. And that one, you know, really was pretty techno.
Yep.
And even the opening guy, I can't remember his name, he was really cool, but he was just a DJ. He was awesome. And he, in fact, was also the DJ during the Blue Man part. So, Mike Realm, I think. So it was really, really fun to get out and see shows and things like that in Vegas.
Yep.
Or anywhere. So most of these shows travel to us at this point.
Mm-hmm. We get traveling shows too.
Yeah. People have to travel there. I thought there was just there.
There was a Circulus, I can't say it. One of those shows that it called Delirium, and it was a traveling one.
Yeah,
it was only here for like a week.
That was a good one.
That was really good. It reminded me of like a Dolly painting.
Mm. Yeah, awesome.
If I said that Dolly, D-A-L-I, Pete can correct me.
Not that I can much, because usually I'm the one that fumbles up the words. So anyway.
Oh gosh. Well, anything else?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't think so. Not for me.
Mm-hmm. Want some little tidbits?
Sure.
Just a fast rundown. We're getting a new secret district in Chicago called Banking Turns. And then we're getting another property, surprise, surprise, the crematorium.
Oh, great.
And then somebody made
the bodies.
Yes. Well, someone made a comment and it got me thinking that it looked too much like the Nazi camp. I don't. So I was like, I don't know. I don't really want to go there, but
yeah,
some people feel it's not.
That's probably, that's not good. I don't think we need to go there with that.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's a good point that a lot of people with different items that have come out in the game are offended at some time or another, like the backpack, the hoodie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's always been something that they've put out at odd times that make people go, what are you thinking?
They don't you know?
Thinking.
Just like, here's another thing. We don't know what's going on. There was loot items and added to the inventory for a jailhouse property. And it made sense. You know, we have a chop shop, a weapons depot, armory, private zoo. Like, yeah, here's one for henchmen. And so if you go to any of these new layout accounts that new players and returning players get, not all of them,
right?
They all have the jailhouse. And they can gift people, but when we get gifts from them, they're mystery bags. And it's just like there was no momentum going. So Mallory Knox from the Reservoir Dogs family, he went to customer support, and a couple, I believe a couple others in his family did too. And they told him that the jailhouse was only for these new accounts, but it just doesn't add up, because what's the point of building it? Because once you finish the quest, you get the normal game back. And people actually did get the normal version back after the quest, and their jailhouse was gone.
Hmm.
So we can't really say if we're all going to get the jailhouse or not.
Oh, that's bizarre.
They don't need to make a jailhouse. They need to make it a cloning factory if it's for henchmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, or I've been to the future, and now I'm back.
He's so much wiser.
Yeah.
Will they be able to fix the cloning glitch?
Yeah, probably not.
What happens? How much longer do we have?
Hey, Marty, it takes 18 gigawatts.
Oh, God.
So we don't know if we're going to ever see it or not, but you can rob this property. And it says everyone has one, but you can't.
Lie. I don't have it.
Well, if I went to your profile and I clicked on rob, it would show up on your page.
Really?
But it would be level zero because you never built it, because you're not.
I know. Watch, it's completely built, and I just didn't realize it. Oh, I did that.
Never mind.
And it's really hard to get it built on these new accounts because the only people that can send them to you are other people with the same type of an account. And we all know, let's face it, that the only people getting these accounts are people that are making new accounts.
So they could get it.
Old energy accounts. Yeah. That haven't been used in a while. I do not think we're getting new players. But I do like the concept of that special layout for new players because it is a lot easier to understand and they don't get bombarded with the events and they just have the Chicago jobs and the arena to focus on.
And then they scare you off after you finish all that.
Probably, yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is not what I signed on for.
But I think it's a much better idea than just letting them roam free in the game and you're like, what the hell is this? I got to vote for an animal? I'm playing Mafia Wars. Like, I can just see too many things confusing people that are brand new.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, and if you're going to have new players, which I doubt, you would want to hold on to them.
Yeah. They don't try a whole very hard to hold on to their existing players either. And they have the power to change that.
You have the power. Well, let's get Pincus on the show and get the lowdown.
That's right.
Call him up.
Got to call up my peeps.
All right. So that's about it. I'm sure there's way more, but...
Way more.
Things that people would care about, I think, were mentioned. And if the Giselle loses, I'm sorry.
Blame it on the poll. Oh, God.
Gazelle is going down.
I think it is. I'm prepared.
Yeah, I was pretty prepared to win with the...
Well, I have two posts already written. One that's going to win, the second one.
Here, like the Super Bowl, they have both teams' hats. Champions, champions.
Yeah.
Oh, throw those away.
Burn them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Well, do you guys got a shout-out? Jen?
Sure. My shout out goes to Ari Murad, and he's been sending me some articles and things, and he made an interesting observation that the event we're having is called the Face Off, and there's all these rumors of Zynga going off Facebook.
Clever. Interesting.
Very.
Well, thanks, Ari. I hadn't thought about that. Pete, do you have a shout out?
I'm just going to give a shout out to the boys at Spockholm. Thanks for the help and the work with we were doing with the servers and stuff like that. And we just keep on keeping on brainstorming, coming up with new stuff. We're exciting times ahead.
Sweet.
Start another year.
Yep. Here
we go. In the middle of the year.
Right. Another quarter.
Another quarter. There you go.
Yeah. Right. Well, I want to give a shout out to just anybody that's been affected with all this horrible weather that's gone across.
Families
in Oklahoma. I couldn't be more heartbroken for these families and communities. And I really wish that Zynga would put a little bit more into helping the Red Cross instead of organizations that they choose. Because it's an ongoing need, whether it be a fire, a bomb in Boston, whatever the case, it's an ongoing need. And I just really wish they would do more to help replenish the Red Cross at least once or twice a year. You know, I don't know. So I've just been heartbroken and, you know, it's causing a lot of stress with all the children around and kids in school. And so just God bless all those people. It's just been hard to watch. So, anyway, happy Memorial Day.
Yep.
It's party weekend.
Drive safe.
Yep. Don't drink and drive. Call a cab. It's cheaper than bail.
Don't drink and gamble.
Don't drink and gamble. It's cheaper than
expensive.
Exactly. Go to a show. Well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the bottom.